You're listening to the Ryan Wayne Salon Podcast featuring Joseph Ryan and Donna Lee. Even just sitting there listening to this podcast, you look fabulous. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to your favorite podcast in the whole wide world, the Ryan Wayne Salon Podcast, wherever you catch your podcasts. I'm Donna Lee, and this beautiful man over here is...
Oh, hey, I'm Joseph. How are you? So nice to have me. I mean, you here.
Welcome. You and me. And
I'm
our
here.
Guests.
You're here. I'm queer. Everything's fine.
I was once in college, but that's a whole story.
How was it?
It was delightful.
Oh, my gosh. But you only did it once?
It wasn't delightful.
It
really
with the
wasn't
same
in college.
Person?
I was a little worker bee in college, and I only went to one party the entire time I was in college. But I think I had a fling with a girl once after that. I was a grown-ass lady at that point. And then I was like, I think I like guys more. But she was fun.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
You know, I made out with lots of girls.
Ah.
Oh, my gosh. By the way, girls are way better kissers than guys.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I wonder.
Nathan's a good kisser, but most men are not good kissers.
Oh.
And the first, I feel so guilty to this day.
Oh, tell it.
Oh my gosh, because
don't
the girl
name names.
No, the girl who knows, I still know her and I'm in contact with her, and she would die. We've never had a conversation about this.
Really?
We are now.
Okay, so I was an innocent little lamb chop. I'd never kissed a girl before.
An innocent
or
little
anyone,
lamb chop.
Or anyone, a man or woman.
Was this at the age of two? Or?
No, I was in high school.
Oh.
And went to homecoming with said person. And of course, it's as tradition, you are supposed to make out at the end. And so we were in my car or truck at the time. And she leaned over to kiss me. And I was nervous, Nelly, because I had never kissed anybody before. And so we started making out, and I had no control of my saliva. I mean, no control.
Oh, I didn't know what
I
you
had
were gonna say.
No control of my saliva. I literally drowned her. Like, I, to this day, am mortified when I think about it.
Oh.
Because she leaned this way, and if you could see me, it was like she was laying down kind of in my lap, so I was directly above her, so there was no like
some
up
gravity.
And down, so gravity was pulling it out. I didn't have any suction capabilities at this point. Now I'm a professional. If you could see what I'm doing with this microphone.
Oh, strokey.
So anyway, thank God she didn't give up on me, and she stuck around for a while. Aww. Like quite some time. And then taught me how to kiss. And so I'm a really good kisser thanks to this girl.
Oh, you should send her
a bad story.
No, it's just, it's embarrassing for me. And I'm sure.
So the next time you were upright and she was upright, so the saliva didn't go down.
Well, and now I know exactly what to do. But I mean, it's still, I think of it and I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, I feel like that's probably like a lot of people when you're young and innocent, insecure. You think about the first time you made out or had sex and you're like, oh my gosh, it was so awkward or whatever. It was definitely
I've never seen
a
you embarrassed.
Experience.
This is really cute.
Oh, my gosh. It was so disgusting.
Yeah, because he's Mr. Confident always.
Yeah, all the time.
Well, it took a lot of years and a lot of insults and compliments to get to this point.
Since you're in touch with her in today, are you going to send her this podcast?
No. I hope she never hears it. I hope she never hears it. Oh my gosh. So,
I'm going to find out who she is.
I know, right? I would. She's bad.
Yeah,
either.
No. This is very sweet.
She's a great person.
I bet she'd be like, oh my God, I remember that. He's so awesome.
I taught him everything he knew.
Yeah, for real.
That's so cute. I love that.
Anyways, so then I learned that. You know, after kissing her and became a good kisser, and that I'd make out with all the girls because all the girls always thought I was handsome and fun and cute, and their boyfriends wouldn't dance with them because they're idiots. I'm like, do they not know what girls want? Like, they're so stupid. I could have picked any one of them in high school. And so I got lots of practice with them. And then it wasn't until college when I kissed the first boy I kissed.
He kissed you or you kissed him first?
He kissed me. But it was the same kind of feeling because I hadn't been openly gay, and he was very gay, like out and proud. And he was really putting the moves on me. And then I remember we were watching a movie one night, and he kept putting his foot, and his foot was touching mine. And oh my God, my heart was beating so fast. Aww. And I was so scared. And I was like, what's happening right now?
Don't you love that feeling?
Yeah. So then next thing I know, he made out with me. Aww. And then I was like, I think I like guys because I'm definitely feeling a lot more thunder down under. You know what I'm saying?
All right. All
yeah. So that's what I knew for sure I was gay. But I was still an innocent little lamb chop. And I waited until like a very serious relationship before I had sex for the first time. I was 20.
So how many relationships had you had prior to?
Oh, we should introduce our guests.
Hello. Hello,
I'm Kimberly.
Kimberly's back. Kimberly's, you guys remember her from eons ago.
Beautiful brunette.
Oh, you're sweet.
She was a great guest last time. Yeah. So here she is.
I'm sorry. I just anyway, what was your question? Knew you were here.
Oh, I was just, no. Yeah. I was going to ask. Thanks. I'm so invisible. No. How many like relationships had you had prior to like with
I had two serious relationships and then I have one guy who tried to court me. So Nathan was my third serious relationship.
Oh not many.
Nice. Mm-mm. Yeah. Wow. No.
Sweet.
I was an innocent lamb
little
chop.
Innocent one.
I am now going to say lamb chop more often. When you say it, yeah. It's so cute.
I'm a cute lamb chop. But, you know, I don't like to eat lamb chop. Lamb's not my jam.
No. Mm-mm. That makes me sad because it's bad.
I just don't like the way that it feels in my mouth. All these things are so inappropriate. All
right, I'm never eating it again.
Right. Yeah. No. Sure. I don't like it. I don't like it.
It does not taste like chicken.
No, it doesn't.
Do you like lamb?
I've had it before and it was delicious. It was grilled. It was at a Greek something Easter, Greek Easter party. It was delicious. But I cannot ever order it because all I can think of is a little lamb.
When I see it on the restaurant menu. Horrible because I just made lamb meatballs like this past
week. Oh, I bet they were delicious.
This week they were good.
Yeah.
Well, it may be how you prepare it. But it was just like gamey or something.
If yeah, it will be gamey if you don't make it right.
And it's like veal. Every time I think of veal, I think of the little baby cow stuck in the little tiny cage for its entire life.
I thought veal was a deer.
No. Is that what I'm doing? Veal.
No, veal's cow. It's baby cow.
Yeah, the baby cow.
Baby
What's
cow.
The deer?
Venison.
Venison. My God. Venison.
Well, now that's gamey.
Yeah
that could be gamey. But the baby veal.
Speaking of touch that, look at our nails.
So pretty.
Look at hers. Did you see her Valentine's?
Oh, gosh, y'all have nice nails.
I know. We go to Ryan Wayne's salon. It's an amazing place.
Plug.
So we were just discussing how everybody thinks I'm so high maintenance and I'm a diva. But actually, everybody who knows me knows that I'm so easygoing as long as I get exactly what I want.
Because you're a lamb chop.
Yeah. And Nathan is actually the real diva. He really is.
So you say. Let's hear examples.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't see that at all. Right? But maybe because he's like the quiet one.
He's quiet until he's
in
the private room.
Well, and with you every week in the salon, so she sees
But she's there early.
Yeah, I'm there early before the boys get there.
Yeah, she goes at like 7:30.
But you're just a lot more like everybody knows that he's there versus Nathan's a little bit flies under the radar until he gets something out of his mouth where
he's so quiet. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're
Whenever you're doing, when he does your extensions and you're in his chair all day, he's more talkative.
Yeah, he is.
He's a one-on-one person. He still to this day will say, well, I used to be loud and the star before you and Brianna, but now I can't get a word in edgewise.
He did bring that up.
And I'm like, we give you plenty of opportunities to talk and then you choke. Okay. So he literally will be in the middle of a story, like, wait, what was the point of my story? And I'm like, oh my God, Nathan, this is why we don't let you talk. Okay.
No, Nathan, I support you. I support you.
Right. We love you, Nathan.
We love you.
We were talking about this and then Kimberly was being a little shady palm tree and she's like, really? Nathan's high maintenance? You flew your nail tech to Mexico.
He did.
Now tell the story though. You broke a nail.
Broke a nail.
Overseas.
But while she was there, didn't she also do some of your lashes as well?
We got
so
some
you
lashes.
Flew somebody to fix it under the guise of her taking a vacation? Like, did she think she was going to?
No, I think they let her spend the night and then they shipped her back to the salon.
Oh. She stayed for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she got to enjoy some.
She did.
But
she said it was wonderful.
Okay, wait. But she wasn't going to go had you not broken your nail?
Right. No.
Okay, that's high tech.
It was
chop.
Officially the most expensive nail set I've ever
right?
had.
Right?
That's like the most expensive lamb on the menu.
International nails. But, you know, I will say Nathan and I were playing rough. Okay. And sometimes shit happens.
You know?
And so next thing I know, I had one nail that completely broke and then two that were kind of cracked. I'm like, these aren't gonna
why don't
last.
You just always have one of them with so that you can have that
well that will be
on call
that will right? be eventually you know what I mean? That's a good idea. The plan I've already discussed that with Ivy, and her husband's aware.
Right?
It's smart, though, because that's nice to have that.
Because Ivy is the one that I would choose because she can do everything. She can do lashes, she can do nails, and she can do hair. Uh-oh. So I was like, you'd be the natural choice.
And she's the one that went?
Mm-hmm. So I flew her down. Plus, she's just so sweet. Everybody loves Ivy.
Well, everybody there is so sweet.
I know.
Yeah, that's true. Now they have to check that because it'll look like cocaine. It'll look like the cocaine.
The powder.
The powder in a carry-on. Yeah. So you have to check it.
Well, luckily, Shiga was able to bring all the things. So Bianne was like, oh, I love it when you come because she wanted to change the color on her toes.
Yeah, that's nice.
And so she got her toes changed. And then Nathan got his lashes filled and I got my lashes filled. So now we've convinced Bianne to build a spa at the new house or at the beach house.
I think I heard about that.
So Kimberly's coming.
This makes all the sense because when I saw something on social media when I knew you were out of town, I saw just Ivy with y'all. Mm-hmm. And I was like, did everybody get to go? Like, I was waiting and I didn't see the other girls. So now I understand.
Yeah. It's going to be amazing. So we are, her house is already fabulous. It's got, I don't know, 6 or 7 bedrooms and 10 bathrooms and it's on the beach. It's amazing. And so now we're adding on the third story, panoramic views. There's going to be a salon and a spa and a gym and a little hangout area.
Talk
up
about
there.
That would be a fabulous girls trip.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Well, like, think about it. You can go get your hair done, get a scalp massage, body massage, go get in the ocean, have margaritas, party.
Don't forget to send the podcaster to record it.
Of course. That's I'm sure you'll book.
A lot of editing.
Hi.
No editing.
Would you like to book at our Colleyville location or our Puerto Vallarta? Puerto Vallarta.
Yes.
Thank you.
Ryan, I'll show up with raw. Don't edit.
That's right. Gosh.
But that's when we do our best work. You know, a couple margaritas and you really get some fun.
Ryan,
you know, I tried to do that. You know, that song was trending on social media forever. It's like, one margarita, I'm going to open my leg. Two margarita, I'm going to get some head. And I did it in Mexico. I was drinking margaritas and I did all the things. And then I sent it to Carrie Ann and she never edited it. And so then I was like, but now is the trend so dead that it's like way too late to post it?
I haven't seen it in a while.
I haven't seen it in a while.
But I got off of social media because I lost my mind for a little bit. And
were locked up.
I needed to get off of the TikTok for 2 to 3 hours a day. So I don't know the answer to that, but I feel like I haven't seen it.
No, I haven't seen it either.
So
but
I'm
you
like,
should revive it.
It's probably
resurrect
dead.
It.
But mine was going to be good.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It Some of funny. Them are seen are pretty.
Just do it. Put it out there and then put like a disclaimer at the top.
This was recorded 6 years ago.
This is an old lamb chop video. Enjoy.
The innocent lamb chop may not be so innocent after a few margaritas. So, Kimberly, now you've been coming to the salon how long? Over a year, 2 years?
2 years.
Yeah. And what are you loving about it? What are you hating about it?
There's nothing really to hate.
Really? Right. The lack of floors?
Okay, here's the only thing. I'm still getting my services, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. I could do it in a tent as long as I'm getting what I need. And
wait,
at the end
what?
Of the day.
She said we could do it in a tent. That would save us so much money.
It's industrial chic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's nothing really. The only thing, I'll be honest, the only thing I hate is that you're not open on Monday, but I get it.
Yeah, we have to pick a day.
I love that you can get in, though, at 7:30 because you're an early bird.
Yeah, I do. It is. It's really nice. The girls, actually, that's one of the conveniences is if I do need an early, Sierra's never really said no to me. She's never, I mean, my gosh, I just texted her and she's got 2 new babies. You know?
Right.
She'll just say, yeah, I'll come in. So
that's nice.
Yeah.
Because not all
salons
would do that.
7:30 to 7. So there's a 12-hour window, basically, that people can get in. Mm-hmm. 5 days a week.
Yeah.
Now, if we did 7, the problem is that we would have to take shifts. And then the beauty of Ryan Wayne is the dynamic of
the group.
Family. Yeah. So
that makes sense. So, and you need some downtime.
They do need regardless. It. I mean, I wouldn't expect it. It's just, you know, if there was anything I could think of that would be negative, what do you want me to come up?
That's
was the best
negative
that I could
as it
do.
Gets.
Right.
Yeah, that's about it. But as far as the positives, it's pretty much everything.
Yeah. No,
I mean,
amazing.
I can't go to another salon and get the level of service,
right?
Everybody's, I mean, I can't tell you. I don't think I've ever laughed. I mean, it's just the most fun freaking place to go.
Yeah.
And then just everybody's like super accommodating. I mean, you can get anything from a latte to a glass of champagne. I mean, I could barely get water at some places. So,
yeah. Well, the new salon, they forced us to put a water fountain in.
They did?
Yes.
Ew, does anybody even drink out of those anymore?
I know. I even
it's
said.
It's like a cesspool.
Listen,
right?
That's what I said. I said, I thought after COVID, they had covered all the water fountains.
Yeah.
So they literally told us we would not pass our inspection if we do not have a public water fountain. And I said, sir,
what?
We not only offer tap water, sparkling water or still water. Like, we give them free water. If a homeless person walks in here, I will give them water. I don't care.
Can we bring the machine to have, like, tequila or champagne spots?
Yeah.
Then it'd be okay.
I didn't know that was a thing.
So they forced us to put in a water fountain. So Nathan found one that at least it's like a water fountain, but it has, like, the water bottle, like, jug refiller. So it's filtered refill. And I'm like, well, that looks a little better. But I was like, can we just, like, get the CO and then take it out?
Can you bedazzle?
They were like, yeah, but if you take it out and they come in here, they can cite you. I'm like, this is absurd. I don't even understand it.
I don't remember ever seeing a public water fountain anywhere.
No.
Like, that's so strange.
They don't even have them in the gym. I think they took them out, too, because it just passes. It's just gross.
Yeah, it's so weird. So
well, now you know where to go for free
water.
Very
odd. We're posting a video. You know, you were there today. They took down the dryers on the whole left side of the salon, and they took the stations on the left side. So it's
yeah, I saw you guys were talking about that.
It's coming.
It's
going to
be weird where the mirrors aren't in there. It's just going to be strange.
Well, we're probably going to have a dance party.
Oh.
And you know my plan, right?
No.
Okay, so
we're both like,
We all have so much built up and pent up aggression, and we all have to behave all the time. I said we should have a smash party.
Oh, that's
where everybody
funny.
Can come in, and then all the money that we raise goes toward rebuilding Colleyville, and then we just go in there and you can spray paint it, you can smash it, you can sledgehammer a wall.
That would make some good videos.
I know.
That, some content.
That would like really open some eyes to who's got some aggression.
Right.
Yeah.
It'll be Bian.
Yeah, she's so sweet until she's not.
Until she's mad.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, I think that would be really fun because I've seen that before. It's kind of like the fun activities or whatever, like team building. Okay, let's all think of something we hate about each other and then let's smash it out and then forget about it. I always watch it on The Housewives and I'm like, I don't think these are good things.
I think they're more angry afterwards.
Yeah, they're like, let's play a game. I'm like, every time they say that, that's code for we're about to get in a fight.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's
someone's
funny.
Getting singled out.
So when we have our reality show, are you going to be in it? You're going to be on camera?
Sure.
Yeah. Donna Lee said she refuses.
Yeah.
She's like, you can't afford me.
Yeah, you're calling me on the phone. I'm 4 hours away, and all of a sudden I'm here. And
she's like,
how'd you get here so
fast? I chartered a plane.
What? You called? About what? I'm here.
Oh, my gosh. Well, everybody say a little prayer for us. Our fourth production team to reach out recently.
Right.
So hopefully this one's happening soon.
That'll be a whole other podcast where you can talk about the progression from one to four.
I know. Because
one of them is going to work out. Four is a big number when it comes to being pitched a reality show.
Well, considering we've never reached out to one of them, I think that's a good sign.
Yes, that is absolutely cool.
And then we're shooting our Truly TV episode on Monday. So that'll be fun.
Mm. Cool.
So my little extraordinary family. So special. Well, thank you, Kimberly, for being here and for being a real life diva.
Me.
I'm so sorry that jacket got busted. You can leave it at the front door.
I lost one stone on it already and I just wore it.
Uh-oh.
You know.
That's
therefore, it shall be with her other pink one that's in my closet. Kimberly is tiny. She doesn't wear my size, but yet she buys her clothes so big that they fit me.
Oh.
So it's very
like
happy
relationship. I just like my jackets bigger. I don't like them unless they're supposed to be fitted, but mostly my jean jackets and stuff.
That one's fabulous.
Yeah,
it's got little
put it
sparkles
on.
Everywhere.
It was just
love it.
Meant to be. Ours.
Love it.
Ours. So I'm trying to convince her that we can do it.
Oh, I get it now. That's what you said earlier in
the
salon.
Library
is
card.
When you said, did you say ours?
Yeah.
I know.
About the jacket.
Exactly.
I got it.
Yeah.
Funny.
I feel like, you know, if you just like plant seeds that grow into an orchard.
Law of attraction.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll be like, wait, this isn't mine. This is Joseph's. Here, take this home. I'm like, thank you so much. I'm practicing.
What a lamb chop
I
he
know,
is.
Right?
I'm not high maintenance.
What a lamb chop.
I don't know. I thought I was.
You know, Bianne told me that one day. I was like, oh, Bianne, we should have been married. We're perfect for each other. She's like, we couldn't afford to be in the same family.
No, I swear. We'd be like, you know, sitting under a bridge somewhere in a frigid air box.
We'd have a nice wardrobe, though.
But so pretty.
Yeah.
Both
yeah.
of you sitting under that bridge with your fans.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much for being here. And thank you all for listening.
For
make sure you remember to like, follow, share, and enjoy.
Thank you for listening to the Ryan Wayne Salon Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Clapper. We'll see you next week.